Hello and welcome to the Recruiting Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, James Welch, the founder and CEO of Recruiting Solutions. Now, whether you're new to sales or you're a seasoned recruiter, today's episode will speak directly to the heart of what it takes to succeed in this demanding yet rewarding profession. We are diving into something that's foundational, and that's your mindset. Because more than almost any other career, sales is a mental game. And as legendary football coach Vince Lombardi once said, winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all the time thing. And the same is true in sales. If you're going to win, you have to have the right mindset all the time. So let's break down the key elements of a winning sales mindset. First, it starts with a winning mindset. Success in sales begins long before you make your first call. It starts with the belief that you can and you will win. Now, just like elite athletes, top sales professionals commit to the basics, the blocking and the tackling. They know the fundamentals. They study their product. They understand the competition. They're always seeking referrals. And of course, most importantly, they're always prospecting, consistently and effectively prospecting. Now, you might coast for a short time without doing those things, but that kind of coasting, it's not going to build a career. If you want to be something more than an average salesman or a mediocre recruiter, you must have a mindset that's focused on consistent performance and continuous growth. You have to be focused on winning, and you have to do whatever it takes to win. As long as it's legal and moral, we're talking about putting in the work and the practice to set yourself apart so that you win. So again, that's starting with a winning mindset. Now, number two, you got to have a thick skin in sales. That means being resilient. The bottom line is this: rejection isn't just a possibility in sales. It is a certainty. If you're prospecting the right volume, you're going to hear no a lot. And it's probably going to be in impolite terms. You're going to get hung up on. You're going to get ignored. You're going to get cursed at. People are going to say, stop calling me, remove me from your list. All those sorts of things are going to happen. It is simply part of the sales battlefield. The key is that you can't take it personally. You're going to get a lot of this in sales. But you have to just let it roll off your back. One technique that I recommend to salesmen and recruiters is this. It's helpful to prospect in time blocks. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. But the bottom line is after each sales block, maybe it's 15, 20 minutes, take a short break. You can enter data into your prospecting or your sales software, do a little stretching, get a drink of water, but reset your focus. Doing that is going to allow you to recharge and mentally prepare for the next round of prospecting. And remember, every no gets you closer to another yes. So when you're making those calls and people being rude to you, do not take it personally and develop a thick skin. Next, when you're building that sales mindset, is to focus on what you can control. Regardless of what specific industry you're in, there's always going to be external factors that are outside of your control. It could be economic shifts, it could be pricing changes, it could be adjustments to your product. All those things are outside of your control. You cannot waste energy worrying about those things. But what you have to do is focus on what is in your control. And what are those things? Well, number one, your schedule. How are you spending your time each day? Do you come into the office, talk to your buddies for a while, go out and get some food? Are you actually showing up ready to work every day? Secondly, are you prospecting at the necessary consistency that you need to do to win? Sales is a prospecting game, and you have to prospect consistently and effectively if you're going to win. And then finally, what about your follow-through and your professionalism? Are you giving your clients the world-class customer service they deserve? If you're doing those things, yeah, that's what you can control, and that's how you can win. But all those external factors, worrying about them is just wasting your time. So control what you can control. Protect that prospecting time at all costs. And if you're a sales leader, you've got to guard your team's prospecting time just as fiercely. Your tasks are going to try to creep into the schedule. You can't let that happen. Those tasks are often just distractions that are going to pull your team away from what truly matters. So if you want results, stay focused on the controllables and then give those things your absolute best. Again, focus on what you can control. And number four, this is my all-time favorite. It's adopting a BHAG attitude. Okay, BHAG, B-H-A-G, what is that? That is big, hairy, audacious goal. Okay, and this is a concept that I borrowed from Jim Collins' book, Good to Great. And a BHAG is really a stretch goal. It's something that's pushing you past your ability, maybe not necessarily past your capability, but really pushing you to achieve something more than your sales quota or your mission that's been given to you by your leader or your boss. Now, what does that mean? That means you've got to push past that minimum. And I've seen this in my experience in recruiting. When we have someone that's focused merely on that minimum standard, oftentimes they're going to fall short. Something's going to happen. A sale's going to fall through. And now they're going to miss that minimum goal that was set for them. But if you set a BHAG beyond that minimum goal, you're going to excel and exceed that minimum target. So let's say your target's 10 new clients. Okay, maybe your BHAG that you set for yourself is 13. And even if you fall short of that 13, chances are you're going to exceed that 10. All right? And that's progress. So each time you do that, push yourself a little bit further, a little bit further, you're going to get better and better and better. So set a BHAG for yourself. And by the way, if you haven't read the book Good to Great by Jim Collins, I highly recommend it. It is a masterclass on how exceptional organizations and individuals separate themselves from the rest of the pack. Check that book out. You won't be sorry for it. And then lastly is that you've got to embrace sales as a team sport. I get it. Sales may seem like an individual pursuit, right? You're prospecting generally on your own. You're closing on your own, et cetera, et cetera. But the best sales teams, they operate more like a unit than an individual. And that collaboration breeds success again and again and again. And there's lots of ways you can do that. Number one, share tips and techniques with each other. Make each other better. Practice with one another. And then secondly, support your teammates who may be facing some personal or some sort of professional challenge. All right? Lots of things happen in life. All right? If you had a good teammate that can step in and help you, yeah, you're going to appreciate that. And then when they need help, you're going to help them as well. And then next, this is a little bit difficult for some people, but you've got to be willing to offer and receive constructive feedback from your teammates, right? So if you notice someone's falling short, maybe their phone calls are weak, they don't have the energy, maybe some of their product knowledge is incorrect, You've got to give them that feedback, help them get better, and then let them do the same for you. And then lastly, hold each other accountable, right? The bottom line is, yeah, you may have individual sales quotas or missions, but ultimately your team or your unit has a mission. And if a couple of your teammates are falling short, that's going to impact all of you. So if someone's not doing the job professionally, set them aside and talk to them about it. You know, they could be having some sort of challenge in their personal life and you can help them out, right? But the bottom line is this, it's not about criticism of one another. It's about setting high standards and helping each other stay true to those standards. And when one teammate slacks off, it's going to affect the whole group. You can't let that happen if you're going to achieve greatness. So lift each other up and push each other forward. Okay, final thoughts here. Sales and especially recruiting, the bottom line is this. It's unlike any other career. It's going to require resilience, discipline, and a bulletproof mindset. As we've already said, you're going to face rejection. And you're going to have uncertainty and moments of doubt on whether you can do it or not. But if you get the right mindset and the right perspective, you'll overcome those challenges. In fact, they're going to become stepping stones to your success. So just quickly, let's recap and think about your battle plan moving forward. Number one, cultivate a winning mindset in everything you do. You must want to win. Do not settle for average or mediocre. You're going for victory. Number two, develop a thick skin and bounce back from the inevitable rejection that you're going to face daily in sales. It's going to happen. Don't take it personally. Number three, focus on those things that you can control, like prospecting, and do not worry about external factors outside of your control. Four, set and chase those BHAGs, those big, hairy, audacious goals. Push yourself beyond your ability and excel. Stretch your limits. And then finally, embrace that teamwork and accountability for one another. And I promise you, if you do those five things, you won't just survive in sales, but you're going to excel. But it won't be easy. It's something you have to work at each and every day and come back the next day, shaking off whatever happened the day before and go back to work. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I do want to thank you for joining me today on this episode. I hope these insights give you a sense of focus and purpose on your sales journey. If you found today's episode helpful, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also follow me, James Welch, on LinkedIn for more resources and insights. And if your team is ready for some customized training or consulting, and whether you're in civilian sales or military recruiting, visit us at recruitingsolutionsllc.com. That's recruitingsolutionsllc.com. Reach out to us there or reach out to me on LinkedIn, and we can discuss ways to make your team better. Here's wishing you less stress and more success on the recruiting battlefield. This is James Welch signing off.